Bee enthusiasts and people who just like honey and the products made from it gather in Ashland tomorrow for the Oregon Honey and Mead Festival. We had the founder in here yesterday giving honey taste tests. Today we'll get an idea of the variety of topics at the festival as we talk about beekeeping for military veterans. Many vets come home from active duty with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, from their experiences. And beekeeping seems to bear some benefits for those vets. Our guest has seen the progress and is both veteran and beekeeper herself. Pam Mint is a retired colonel with the Army National Guard, now living in Central Oregon. Pam, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me.
You had a long military career. How long did you serve and where?
Okay, well, I served over 39 years. I was in the Guard and Reserve in both Nebraska, Minnesota, and then Oregon. And then I got mobilized several times, which means called to active duty after the war started. So I served in Guantanamo, Iraq, Afghanistan, and did 3 years as a ranking behavioral health officer for the Oregon National Guard.
Behavioral health officer, you say?
Yeah, behavioral health, and then I'm a licensed clinical social worker when I was, both in the civilian world and in the military.
That was going to be the next question, was what the day job was, and it sounds like you've been helping other people with their mental health for a long time.
Yes, majority of my experience was with the criminal justice system, working with individuals involved in probation, parole, but then when I got called to active duty, I was a commander of a combat stress control detachment in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and an executive officer down in Guantanamo. And so I provided both clinical services, but also was quite involved with moving people around the theater in both Afghanistan and Iraq to respond to critical incidences and provide mental health while people were fighting the war.
So you're the people who were part of that team then that comes in to help the people who've just been through an incident, it sounds like.
Yes, and we had teams forward deployed, and so I traveled extensively in both Iraq and Afghanistan just because I was commander. So I'd go visit the forward deployed teams, which provide that mental health, would provide support, would provide debriefing when a critical incident or someone was hurt, killed, maimed, and in response to that, helping to relieve the trauma as quickly as possible, as far front as possible, so we could continue to have individuals stay in the fight versus having to remove them farther back.
It sounds like you have always had your hands full of something, and I'm wondering then when you were able to take up beekeeping, if this is something that came with your retirement from the Guard and Reserve or something you've been doing for a long time.
No. Actually, it's a good question. I actually was medically retired after Afghanistan. I was in the older, what you run into with Reserve and Guard individuals, we were usually a lot older when we deployed and went to active duty. So my body took quite the beating in the multiple deployments. And I'd always loved bees. And so when I was medically retired after Afghanistan, I started beekeeping in 2016. And have just found it so rewarding for both helping me deal with my own post-traumatic stress, but also networking with other Vietnam vets, Korean vets, other Iraq and Afghanistan vets. It's a nice way to network with each other and also help the community and help the pollinators so we can sustain our community.
So a lot of help for a lot of different creatures there in the process.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm curious, when you talk about your own PTSD, though, I mean, even though you have the tools to help other people cope with theirs, I can't imagine this is like a physician heal thyself kind of situation. You really are not equipped, I would think, to deal with it in yourself.
Right. And part of what you have is when you're a member of a combat stress control detachment or any type of behavioral health team, you're not only dealing with what's going on with the individuals and helping them facilitate and deal with what they experience and hoping to plant the tools so they can deal with it in the future. You're also dealing with your own experiences. I mean, I was exposed to small arms fire, mortar, you know, all those kinds of things, the same thing that occurred with those individuals. But a lot of times you have to have a dual process, and so you're spending more time helping others sometimes than maybe being able to process what you're experiencing. And then as a commander, of course, you're moving people all around a theater of operations, and you're having to make decisions about putting people in harm's way. And it can be very taxing, and it can be very, you can get very tired. So I found beekeeping to be a very way of helping me continue to use those assets that kept me alive in theater and in the combat zone, but also in a more relaxed way when you're dealing with bees.
Pam Mint is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a retired colonel from the Guard and Reserve living in Central Oregon, coming to speak to the Oregon Honey and Mead Festival this weekend about beekeeping and how it helps people with PTSD, veterans in particular. You can join the conversation on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So talk about the tasks of beekeeping and what it does, what they do for you.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. One of the interesting things is my first year in beekeeping, I didn't do so well. I was a bee killer versus a beekeeper. I lost all eight of my hives. But
yikes.
From that, of course, you learn a great deal. And one of the things that was most attractive about bees is that they all have a task and they all do it and they all are so monofocused. And when you're deployed in a combat zone, there are certain things that keep you alive: hypervigilance, paying attention to detail, you know, and just the rudimentary, you do things on a same basis to keep yourself alive. And looking at bees, you know, they really don't attack or get aggressive unless they're protecting their food or their queen. And they really work to sustain that colony. And so when you're working with bees, you have to really be present with them. And it helps you, you know, when you go into that, you know, if you have any anxiety and all that, and they're going to pick up on it, and they're going to, you know, kind of remind you that, hey, just pay attention to what you're doing. And so it's really a way of helping yourself stay mindful of what you're doing, because when you're in a combat zone, you need to remain mindful. And so a lot of those things that kept you alive, like paying attention to your equipment, making sure you had the proper, you know, protective equipment on, that you knew the route, that you knew what you were doing, plays into keeping bees. You really need to pay attention to how you're managing and keeping those bees and listen to what the bees are telling you. And you really have to be present to do that. So you kind of forget those intrusive thoughts. You're kind of focused on the sound. I lost my smell in Afghanistan, but those who work with me, the smells of the hives, and just the beauty that these bees provide with the smell, the sound, the sight. And so it's a wonderful thing to be part of. And so it's really a real rewarding to me.
A real focus on task for you as the human, but also a chance to look at what the bees are doing, because they all know their roles.
That's right. Yeah, more so than people. I mean, they stay in their lane, you know, and as they progress through their lives, their jobs change. And they accept that change in job and also accept the fact they're going to die. You know, not that, you know, they know their life cycle is very short during the spring and summer, longer in the fall and winter, but it's all for the good of that queen, the good of the colony, and to sustain themselves. And it's pretty remarkable when you see all of these wee bees working together to sustain their colony.
Is one of the values in this kind of occupational stuff for the people that you have to focus on tasks so thoroughly, you're not constantly chewing on the things that are trying to intrude in your mind all the time?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And I believe what you see, when you open up a hive and you see the nectar that they're producing, the honey that they're capping, the pollen that they're bringing in, it's humbling. And you're a part of that. You know, you're helping them sustain their colony. But by sustaining their colony, my neighbors, their gardens are thriving. My neighbor planted 3 fruit trees last year, and he's ecstatic because the bees are over there pollinating. You become part of sustaining the life force, and you're joining the bees. And you know, not messing with what they're doing, because they know what they're doing. And if something's riled them up, you need to pay attention. Hey, what's happening? Is there not enough pollen? Is there the queen not laying? So they really have a way of communicating with you. And it's about, they don't ever try to be anything other than a bee. You know, and part of it, but sometimes that's frustrating with people. People try to be things that they aren't. Bees just want to be bees. And so it's a wonderful experience to be part of something where there's no lie. It's just the bee.
You talked about sustaining the life force, though, Pam. I'm just wondering, did anybody say to you after you lost 8 hives, maybe this isn't the therapy for you?
I said that to myself. Somebody needed to point that out to me. It's like, what the heck? But, you know, part of what it was that horrible winter. And two weeks prior to opening them up, I had done a thermal imaging of all the hives, and they were all alive. But what happened is something happened with the queen. There was plenty of food, and when the queen left and their firm, whatever happened, they all starved, and it was a sad, sad situation. And so what I do is, you know, you're not, some of your most profound successes is by failing miserably, and I failed miserably. I mean, but I still wanted to be part of helping the honeybee survive, helping humanity survive, because without the bee, we're screwed. You know, they pollinate so much. They're so important to the ecosystem that I guess I took it upon myself to say, okay, let's see what you did and see what you can do better. And I did make several changes, and I think that's been beneficial because now I've had five hives now for 2 years, and I actually re-queened four of the five this year, and they did it themselves. I didn't have to bring additional queen in. I got to watch them produce each four of the five hives. We only did four, all produced their own queen this year, and it was a beautiful thing to experience and watch.
Wow, that is an accomplishment. We're talking to Pam Mint here on the Jefferson Exchange, a retired colonel from the Guard and Reserve, living in Central Oregon, coming to speak to the Oregon Honey and Mead Festival this weekend in Ashland about the benefits of beekeeping for veterans dealing with PTSD. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Emails to jx@jeffnet.org or just give us a call at 800-838-3760. Now, does this all go on at the Central Oregon Veterans Ranch, or do you have stuff at home as well?
No, the Central Oregon Veterans Ranch has no livestock anymore. I took all the bees off of there because they weren't really... Unfortunately, that was where, you know, I had several of my hives, but I also had hives at my home. And then when they moved away from providing any type of care, whether it be bees or goats or et cetera, I rehomed them all and brought the bees. Actually, I lost those bees too, but I have five bees colonies at my property. I'm on the Deschutes River, mm-hmm. and so they have plenty of water. I have 2 acres, and so I'm able to really maintain five very healthy hives. And so, and I do have veterans that come here now to my home. And my mentor is actually a Vietnam veteran who was a tunnel rat, Marine tunnel rat, and his wife, and they've been just exceptional of helping me not move away from being a bee killer to be a beekeeper.
That's a good transition to make. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It was a great one. And they've been, and you know, one of the beautiful things is they've been doing it for several years. And some of the stuff that they saw happen in my first year, they'd never seen before. And so, and I think the eight hives I lost, couple of them expounded, but I think it's because they went over to live on the BLM land. The area was much better for them across the river than maybe in their colony. So it was, released several bees colonies into nature. So
I'd say that the grass was greener across the river, basically.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. You know, and those nice caves and those beautiful trees over there. They had a nice life over there, I think.
So the level of focus required for beekeeping sounds like it really does help with the therapeutic aspects of it. I think you mentioned some of this already, that you really have to make sure you know what you're doing. Your mind can't wander very much.
Yeah, and I think it's about paying attention. And of course, you read a lot. And one of the things about beekeeping, if people do come down to the honey festival, everybody has an opinion. And everybody may do it differently. And so you really have to pay attention to what works for you and what works for your colonies. And so that's why it's really important to have it sounds probably weird to think that you have a relationship with your bees, but you really do. Because you have to pay attention to terrain, you pay attention to weather, you pay attention to where they're located. And it's a really working relationship with those. And when you open that hive up, you know, you're looking frame by frame, and so you really have to pay attention to what's going on for those bees and where are they located, what are they telling you, and so it's almost that you really forget because you're so into listening to them, to watching them, and it's a wonderful thing. I mean, it's a real stress reducer for me because I listen, I see, and I'm part of, and that's a beautiful thing.
And about how many other veterans are you helping with beekeeping?
Well, I have probably a group of 8 to 10 of us, and one of the things that we do, of course, is I also give my honey away a lot because it's so great for anybody that has any type of immune or asthma issues. And so there are several people that come out and look at it. And part of what's interesting is people think, oh, I can just throw a hive out there and everybody's going to be okay. Well, people come and witness what goes on. And it's really, it is not so much labor intensive, but it really, there is a lot to keeping a successful colony going. And so what's nice is they may think they want to do it, but they come out and they realize, well, maybe that's not for me, but can I be a part of what you're doing? And so what it does is also build a nice community for veterans to come together, not necessarily that they're going to start their own, but they're certainly a part of. Because in addition to the honey, we also use to make stuff with the comb. We make candles, we make hand salve, all that kind of stuff. So they become part of a small network.
And as you get better at this, are you able to solve some of the mysteries? I imagine there are still many mysteries, though, where you open a hive and look inside and don't quite understand what's happening.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I'll tell you one thing. I know I'm like a golfer, you know. You're only as sweet as the last ball you hit. So I don't know if I'm better at it. But all I know is these 5 hives are doing well. And so I don't want to jinx myself. But I think what you start to learn is, you know, like you really learn. Like when I'm re-queening these hives with something that they produced is reverting more to the wild, because the mites been killing the bees. And if they can produce their own queen, they're starting to build their own immune system again, which is very helpful, and it strengthens the bee population. And so I think there's ways, you know, you have to do a little, you don't have to, but I prefer to do a lot of reading and looking at how can I help, you know, through a little humor, weightlifting for the bees to help them strengthen so they can sustain themselves to fight off the mites and what might be killing them. So
you get the whole landscape in view, which I think is probably a tribute to your days as a soldier.
Oh, absolutely, because whenever you do a mission, whenever we would go out on a mission, you get all of the intelligence, but you also, you know, and which means you look at the terrain, weather, you look at threat, all that kind of stuff. And the same thing when you're approaching bees, you really have to pay attention to where is your hive set, you know, what direction does it face, what's going on, you don't ever want to go out when it's, you know, extremely windy.
That has to come together. Pam Mint is a retired colonel in the Army National Guard, living now in Central Oregon in the Redmond area, coming this weekend to the Oregon Honey and Mead Festival to talk about her work with bees and with veterans helping avert PTSD. Thanks so much for joining us, Pam.
Thanks, Jeffrey, and you have a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow.